Welcome to week three of the Mindful Teacher podcast. My name is April Hughes, and I am a veteran teacher that is looking to support teachers in the classroom to better use classroom management and strategies of mindfulness to connect with students and decrease discipline problems. So, do you find yourself overwhelmed with classroom management in your everyday life? Does it seem like things maybe start out really well and then quickly start deteriorating as the school year moves forward? Are you looking for new techniques to use in your classroom? Well, this week I'm going to be talking about adding a mindfulness word wall into your classroom. And that will be in conjunction with the Mindful Corner for reflection purposes that I talked about last week. So if you're not really sure what I'm talking about, tune in to last week's podcast about the Mindful Corner. So a couple weeks into the school year now, the honeymoon is over. We all know that. Students' real personalities are starting to come out. They are testing the waters, they're pushing the limits, our frustration levels are going to continue to increase, and this is where your mindfulness and the mindfulness techniques that you're learning are really going to be put to the test. It's really difficult to throw out our normal habits with classroom discipline that we may have developed over the years to implement new strategies. So it's always really difficult to learn a new way of doing things. But I want to encourage you to be patient with yourself. Be kind with yourself. This is a journey that we're all taking together. I've been teaching for almost, 18 years now. And to revert back to my old habits is really easy. To remember to bring in mindfulness in my everyday teaching is difficult. And so we're all on this journey together. Don't give up and remember to be patient. So one of the things that I've learned in my 18 years of teaching is that administrators always really like when you're trying on new strategies, especially when it comes to social emotional learning and when it comes to classroom management. So every year that I teach brings on a new set of challenges. And teaching in an urban area, the big challenges that have come up for me in the last 3 to 4 years, aka since Trump got elected, has been my students that are actually experiencing parents getting deported by ICE. I mean, it's a real thing. I see it. Students come in, they're obviously distraught. And how do I, as a classroom teacher with minimal training on this sort of subject, how do I deal with these students to ensure that I am addressing their needs? If your experience is anything like mine, there's not a lot of money for professional development. And so I find myself seeking out and developing resources to help these kids and other kids that have experienced trauma. Maybe their parents haven't been deported, but maybe, this new thing is parents or kids are getting separated from their parents at the border. I mean, these are heart-wrenching stories that ultimately will impact your students' productivity. I mean, they have to have their basic needs being met at home before they can learn in the classroom. That's just, research says that, and that's the truth. So really, my goal is to use mindfulness in my classroom as a technique for classroom management, but it is also to dig deeper with the students to figure out why are they acting the way that they are. I mean, a lot of times we are quick to react to our students that are not following our rules and procedures, but what we are not doing is being mindful of maybe why are they acting that way. So I'm challenging myself to come from a place of inquiry with my students. Inquiry-based learning is really big with students. We want our students to come from a place of inquiry when they're approaching curriculum, but are we coming from a place of inquiry when we're approaching students about their behavior? So I've been teaching mostly middle school and high school my entire teaching career, and everybody says that, oh, you're such a saint to teach middle school. But my heart is with middle school. I love that age of students. They are challenging, yes, but they're also really figuring out who they are. And we become a big part of helping them mold figuring out who they are. So I want you to try to come from a place of inquiry when you're approaching students about why they're making certain choices regarding their behavior or lack of motivation in the classroom. And then I want you to think of it like peeling the layers of an onion back. I just got done reading Girl, Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis. And she talks about, in chapter 3, she talks about peeling back her layers to get to the deeper root of issues. And that really resonated with me because I feel like sometimes I am not peeling back enough layers with my students. I mean, I, like many other middle school teachers, have over 100 students. You know, it's really hard to try to make connections with every single one of them, but that's when progress is really made. So I feel like that's a struggle and something that I am working on this year, is getting to know my students on a deeper level and peeling back their layers of the onion. So the technique that I'm going to introduce this week is using a mindfulness word wall, or maybe you want to call it a mindful word wall. And this is going to be someplace in your room, preferably very close to where your mindful reflection corner is going to be, or your mindful space is going to be. I don't want to make it punitive where it's like go to the corner, but just a place where students can de-stress, they can, you know, work out the anger or anxiety or whatever it is. Call it the safe space in your classroom. Give it whatever name you want, but I am going to put up a mindfulness word wall that is going to incorporate vocabulary that I would like students to use in the classroom and that I would like myself to use with the students when I'm talking about being mindful. That vocabulary is also going to be incorporated in my mindful reflection. Both of those are going to be bundled together on my Teacher Pay Teacher store, and that will drop sometime this week, hopefully by Friday. So stay tuned and check out my Teacher Pay Teacher store, Lifetime Literacy, for those resources to help save you time and to help you incorporate these great strategies. It's really easy for us as teachers to fall back into our old habits. So having visual reminders around the classroom are for my students, but they're also for me to remind me, am I falling back into that same old dialogue with my students, or am I trying to be mindful and come from a place of inquiry with my students? You know, like I said, we all are wearing so many hats in the classroom, and it doesn't matter what grade level you're teaching, and it doesn't matter what demographics you're teaching. The problems every year, especially social, emotional, just continue to get worse and worse. And I'm not sure why that is. You know, some blame the overexposure of cell phones and media. You know, some blame other things. I'm not looking to blame anybody. I'm just looking for solutions. And I'm trying to help my students. And then also, you know, I'm looking to help develop myself to be better in the classroom to meet those students' needs. So I encourage you to be very patient, kind with yourself while you're trying to introduce this mindful technique and introduce these new strategies, because you're not always going to remember to integrate them. You're going to need to be reminded, and it's going to take practice. So it's not going to be perfect the first time you try it. And I'm right there in the trenches with you, and I always am inviting you to give me feedback. You can always email me at lifetimeliteracystore@gmail.com. You can connect with me on my website at www.lifetimeliteracystore.com. You can follow me on Instagram at Lifetime Literacy. You can find me on Pinterest. And then you can always message me from the Teacher Pay Teacher website. But remember to follow me on this podcast, and you can message me from this podcast. And I'm really hoping that by next week, the podcast is launched on iTunes. So tune in, not this week, but the next week. I am going to be interviewing a very wonderful friend of mine that specializes in mentoring new teachers. So if you're a new teacher or you're new to the teaching practice, make sure you tune in. I will be interviewing her on September 7th. So I'm going back to my hometown, outside of Chicago, and I am going to meet up with her, and we are going to, do a little interviewing over a glass of wine. So make sure you tune into that. In the meantime, please send any feedback, any questions, any struggles that you might be having so that I can help answer them, or we can work through them together. In upcoming weeks, I will be inviting people to call in so we can answer those questions and hopefully be an immediate resource for you to take right back into your classroom to work on things. So as always, I appreciate your time and taking time to listen to my podcast. And I want to remind you that you are making an impact on students every single day, even if you don't see it or you don't feel it. You are important. So keep up the difficult work of classroom teaching, regardless of what grade level, what subject, and what area you're in. We are all in the same big boat. So until next time, have a great week, and remember that you are loved. Thank you.